This is Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas, with the weekly boxed beef trade for week ending May 10th. The daily spot choice boxed beef cutout ended the week last Friday at 223.26, which was $5.12 lower than the previous week. There were 839 loads sold for the week in that daily boxed beef cutout, which was about 12% of the total volume. The comprehensive or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, that was at 226 even, and which was about $4.17 lower, and it has finally began to follow the decline in that daily cutout. The daily cutout has dropped over $9 in the last 2 weeks. The total reported box beef volume was 6,652 loads, which was 162 loads lower than the previous week. Exports were at 628 loads, which was down 241 loads from the previous week. The formula trade was at 3,347 loads, which was 142 loads less than last week, and it was about 50% of the total loads sold. The outfront sales were at 1,071 loads, which was almost exactly the same as the previous week. There continues to be only small quantities of choice middle meats sold out front. However, there were more select middle meats than there were choice product, which no doubt helped to narrow that choice select spread. The big items again this past week were round type products, which have been the case for over 6 weeks now, at a time when the middle meats usually take the spotlight in those outfront sales for the grilling season. The spot trade for the primal cuts, the prices showed decreases in all of the primals. The outside primals, which are rounds and chucks, were $1 to $5 lower again this week, which is not unusual. However, the middle meats, which are ribs and loins, were $1 to $10 lower, which is a little unusual this early in the grilling season. The cow cutout was $2.61 higher after 3 weeks of slowly declining prices, and was no doubt supported by the $3.90 increase in those 90% trimmings. Taking a look at the finished cattle, it was unevenly steady at $146 to $149. Dress prices were mostly $1 lower at $237, but there were a few up to $238. The average live weight for the Texas Panhandle was 1,239 pounds, which was 10 pounds lower than the previous week, and that compares to 1,230 last year. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending April 26th was 3 pounds lower at 841 pounds, and that compares to 840 last year and 823 pounds for the previous 5-year average. This would be near the normal seasonal bottom that usually occurs around the first week of May. The choice select spread ended the week about $11, which was very close to the last week, but it had been as high as $14.30 early in the week. Packers have 283,000 head contracted for May, compared to 215,000 head last year, and 231,000 head contracted for June, compared to only 175,000 head last year. This gives them around 30% more than last year for both months. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA in Amarillo, Texas.